Just some things that bothered him from the game. Clay was limited today, and Nick maybe might get some limited work in him tomorrow, and you know probably not anything till Saturday is the plan.
And Jared Bush.
Same thing. He's Jared is. He's a tremendous worker, so I think sometimes we have to protect him from himself. So I just felt that he needed to, take a day off. We're gonna be smart with him today, tomorrow.
Mike, with Clay having had the groin earlier in the year, is this just kind of a little tweak of that, or is this a different injury?
You know, just speaking with him, he doesn't have high concern, so we'll see how he feels tomorrow. Well, I think Josh is he's played very well. There's some subtle differences, but nothing we're really gonna get into here. So I think anytime players go through a change, whether it's physically or what they have to overcome, there's adjustments that need to be made, and he's done a great job with that.
You were 5-3 in the Metrodome. Now that it's gone, did you like it? Did you hate it? Neutral.
I liked the Metrodome. I thought it was a great environment. Now, it definitely leads the, leads the away games for taking, Advil after it. I mean, you just had, the crowd noise, the real and the maybe not so real. Just beat you up by the end of the day. But the environment in there was incredible. I mean, you think about all the Packer fans that are at the game. It was always exciting to play in the Metrodome. So I definitely enjoyed it. I thought it was unique. It was a unique home field advantage for the Vikings. So I'm not gonna say I missed it, but I did it. I enjoyed playing there.
How do you anticipate what to expect this week?
Well, it's an outdoor game. I think anytime the Vikings and Packers get together, it's definitely going to be a spirited game, and the fan interaction is going to be high. So we're practicing with crowd noise just as we would anytime we go into an opponent's stadium.
Mike, you mentioned the other day about guarding a little bit against overconfidence after the two blowout wins. You've talked before about handling success. Is there any specific approach you take at this stage with where your team is to keep them around?
Well, I mean, the message of handling success is something that we've talked about since day one. Comes in a lot of different forms and fashions, different times of year, different situations. I think you always try to give the same message differently. So, I mean, today we just focused on ourselves and the Vikings and try not to pay a whole lot of attention to the nice things you're going to say about them.
Like, what kind of read have you gotten on Bridgewater the game just played? What
kind of read?
Yeah.
Talented, gets the ball out of his hand, can throw it. I think he's a young, improving quarterback. So I like the way he plays.
Mike, with the loss in Detroit and the way this season has played out, you feel like you've been in a race here to keep pace with the Lions in this second quarter of the season.
I don't think you race against anybody. I think the race you have to run is your own. We played 10 games. You look at each contest, the importance of it. This is a division game. The importance of winning your fourth division game is extremely high. Historically, the statistics will tell you that. So that's really what our focus is this week, and it has to be. And it is no different in week 1, 2, and 3. So, the path that we've taken and the lessons that you learn, you try to apply them forward. But we're developing, a style of play. It's been consistent of late. We need to adhere to that. Our quality of play has improved, and we know how to win games. And we need to go to Minnesota and win the football game. So, I mean, it's as clear as that. And just the characteristics of this game are going to be a little different. I mean, this is the first time that we'll play them in that stadium. They're a first-year program that's building. I mean, you can see their football team's getting better. I think the score of our first game probably doesn't tell the whole story. So this is a good football team, and these division games are always the hardest games of the year.
How closely did you keep an eye on what was going on with Adrian Peterson for, you know, just the possibility that he could be playing in this game against you guys?
Did not. Just really stayed focused on the film and really what they've done, particularly since our football game.
Mike, the Vikings defense has like 20 sacks over the last year. Kind of a challenge.
Well, I think the Vikings defense is definitely playing much better. I think you're seeing the path of a first year defense, a very well coordinated defense. So I thought they did some things schematically against us in the first game. I thought the way they leveraged and the way they approached us in the first game was one of the better plans against us. So that's the way we're viewing it. And their pass rush, they're very talented. They've always had good players over there, but I think you're seeing this team develop, what Mike Zimmer wants. So.
Nick Perry's injury, does that complicate the work week and guys that you like to have in different roles and getting guys enough work?
Not really. I mean, Nick's working through, his situation, but you have to get your whole team ready. I mean, that's the way we've always gone about it. We don't just rep our 53. We actually, rep all 63 of them to a point. So we try to make sure everybody's ready because, the course of your preparation week, if you're going about it the right way, and we're definitely pushing, we need to push it as hard as we can this week. Your week of preparation, things, by the end of the week, it may change.
Mike, when you're having so much success passing the ball early in the games, is there a tendency to lose balance, or is it more important to just go with what you got that's hot, or do you have to maintain some kind of balance?
Well, I mean, when you say balance, you talking about a run? I think like a lot of things. I mean, whatever the numbers are, you have to take a look at the numbers. Approach, intent is something that doesn't show up on the statistics sheet. So, that's something that, we pay close attention to. Result is obviously the most important. The original play call and the final play call is the process that I think we do an outstanding job, and that's definitely the benefit of Aaron Rodgers and our veteran players. So I guess to answer your question, I don't really think it's important because at the end of the day, it's about scoring points.
Mike, what do you think has been the biggest reason for your success in red zone defense? You've been able to keep teams out of the end zone when they've been in a pretty good situation.
Yeah, definitely. I just think our defense is situationally is probably, our situational defense is probably one of the stronger things that we do. Even coming on a bye week, I know I talked about that the Monday after the bye week, that we felt good about the number of things that we were doing situationally. Is really just trying to get the flow of the different personnel groupings, and I think you're seeing the consistency in the normal D&D that has showed up here since the bye week. But our guys are comfortable. And what we're doing down there, they play fast. It's all about playing fast, fits, pursuit, trusting the guy next to you. So, there's different components of your game. That it comes sooner than later. Usually it comes in normal D&D distance, and your situations come later. But, our defense has been, that's been a strength this year.
Mike, why was it important to make Micah your nickel full-time? I know he's really mature, but with a young player, sometimes when they're instead, this kid's gotten two big plays in the last 2 weeks. Just what was your thought process with him, and how impressed have you been with him?
Well, to me, Micah Hyde is a football player. I mean, he's a four-down football player. And so, whether you think he's starting nickel all the time or not starting, to me, that's not really the way we approach it. There's different packages each and every week. And who plays where is really a product of the game plan and the ability to keep playing all these guys. And Micah is just a good young player that's making a huge jump in his second year, and he keeps getting better. So I've always liked Micah. Frankly, I felt I should have got him on the field more involved, quicker last year. And so we got great competition. on our football team, particularly in the secondary.
Last one.
How far is Mike Neal coming outside linebacker?
Mike Neal's doing very well. Availability has been excellent. I think like all players, particularly when you make a position switch like that, I think you're definitely going to see what Mike's done with his body. So, I mean, I think he's more comfortable in what's being asked of him, how he's doing it, and he's clearly playing much better than he did last year.
Thank you.